Okay, let's unpack something that I think every single business leader, every marketing manager, and frankly, anyone with a LinkedIn account is struggling with right now. It is this overwhelming, sinking feeling of content saturation.
It's the defining bottleneck of the modern digital economy. It really is.
Right. Because the old days, the, you know, build it and they will come days, they're dead and buried. You can have the best product in the world.
Doesn't matter.
You could cure cancer. But if you aren't constantly flooding the zone on TikTok, Spotify, LinkedIn, YouTube, and whatever platform launches next week, you are, for all intents and purposes, invisible.
Precisely. The shelf space on the internet is infinite, but human attention is scarce. And maybe more importantly, the human energy to produce all that content is finite. You just hit a wall.
Exactly. You burn out. So today we're doing something a little different. We're taking two distinct sources from our stack and sort of smash them together to see if we can engineer a way through this wall.
It's a hypothetical integration.
It is. We're looking at a fascinating case study in operational efficiency. We're basically asking, what happens when you automate the heavy lifting?
Yeah. What does that unlock?
So in one corner, we have Glider.ai. If you aren't familiar, they're a skills validation platform. Basically, they use AI to help companies hire based on actual competency, like, can you code? Can you sell?
Instead of just what's on a resume.
Exactly. It's a very data-heavy, complex platform. They're serving huge enterprises, staffing agencies, MSPs. This is serious B2B tech.
A lot of moving parts there.
And in the other corner, we have this tool called AutoContent API. Now, it markets itself as infrastructure, notebook LM API alternative, but looking at the documentation, it seems like so much more.
It really does. It's a content infrastructure engine. It automates the creation of podcasts, videos, articles, quizzes, all from raw data.
So the mission for this deep dive is to explore how a complex platform like Glider.ai could use this AutoContent API to revolutionize, well, not just their marketing, but maybe their entire operational workflow.
And the numbers we're seeing in the sources are...
Well, they're pretty wild.
They really are. We're talking about costs dropping from hundreds of dollars per asset to literal pennies. So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
I want to start with what the source calls the content-led growth engine. Because Glider.ai, they're not selling a simple widget. I was looking at their site. They have these incredibly dense, valuable resources.
Case studies.
Case studies, exactly. One about high volume hiring for the world's biggest retailer, another on reducing time to fill for Expedia.
Right. And high value B2B sales depend on that kind of social proof. You have to show that you've done it before. But here's the challenge. A PDF case study is not viral.
Not at all. It's static.
It just sits on a website waiting for someone to download it.
And let's be honest, who has time to read a 5-page PDF these days?
Nobody. And this is where the AutoContent API comes in. The source talks about a transformation engine. It's not just summarizing text. It's restructuring it. So imagine Glider takes that Expedia case study.
Which is probably, what, a few pages of dense text and charts? Yeah. And they feed it into the API.
Okay, so walk me through the practical application. They feed in the text. What comes out?
Well, if we look at the docs, they could hit the audio endpoint. And suddenly, that written case study becomes a two-person conversational audio experience. You know, a lot like what we're doing right now.
That's huge for their audience.
Yeah.
If I'm a busy HR executive or a VP of talent at a Fortune 500 company, I don't have time for a PDF, but I have a 20-minute commute.
Or a time at the gym. Exactly. You're meeting them where they are. You're turning active reading time, which is scarce, into passive listening time, which is abundant.
But it doesn't stop there, right?
Yeah.
The sources highlight a specific endpoint. Video create shorts.
Oh, this is the one that caught my eye. Vertical video, the TikTok format.
Exactly. 9.16 format. Optimized for TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. Glider could take that same success story about Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, feed it to the API, and boom.
A 60-second video. And we aren't talking about, you know, just static text on a screen.
Right, because usually automated video looks awful. It's just stock photos and robot voices.
No, this API can generate AI avatars, professional speakers, complete with lip syncing and subtitles. So you actually have a person looking at the camera explaining how Glider helped Highmark reduce hiring bias.
So let me get this straight. They go from having one PDF on a website, which is basically collecting digital dust,
to having a podcast episode for Spotify.
And a vertical video for LinkedIn. All from the same source material.
And they can do it instantly. The source mentions hyperscalability. A traditional marketing team might publish one high-quality case study a month. It takes weeks.
To write, design, get approvals.
Yeah. By automating the repurposing, Glider could publish multi-format assets daily.
That is the definition of flooding the zone. And the source makes a really interesting point about omnichannel ubiquity.
It's a fancy term for a simple idea. You have to be everywhere your customer is.
Right.
If Glider is only on their blog, they're missing the person scrolling LinkedIn at lunch or listening to podcasts while walking the dog. The API lets them decouple ideation from production.
That's a key distinction. Decouple ideation from production.
They already have the ideas. The case studies exist. The knowledge is in-house. They just lack the production capacity to format it all. The API solves that capacity problem.
Well, speaking of capacity, let's talk about product education. Because Glider is not a simple tool. I'm looking at their solutions page here. AI voice recruiter, agentic AI interviews, proctoring.
It's complex stuff.
It is. And in the software world, complexity is friction. If a prospect doesn't get what agentic AI interviews actually mean,
if they think it's just another buzzword,
they're not going to book a demo. So how does the API help here? Because explaining complex tech usually needs a human sales engineer.
So the Auto Content API has a feature where it can crawl website links to generate explainer videos.
Wait, it just reads the webpage?
It scrapes the URL, understands the core topic, the narrative, and then generates a video script and the visual assets to go with it.
So Glider could, in theory, just run a script that crawls every single feature page on their site and generates a crisp 60-second explainer for each one.
That's the idea. And the source mentions that adding these explainers increases dwell time on a page.
Which is a key SEO factor. Google likes that.
Yeah.
But think about the sales team.
Oh, yeah.
A sales rep at Glider is talking to a prospect who asks, so how does the proctoring work to prevent fraud? Is it recording the screen? Is it watching eye movement?
And usually that rep has to type out a long 3-paragraph email explaining it all.
Right.
Now, instead of typing that email, they just send a link to a 60-second video that was generated automatically. The source notes that this leads to fewer support tickets and more qualified leads. It just clarifies the value instantly.
It's answering questions before they're even fully formed. And there's another angle here I thought was really cool in the source, the idea of faceless channels.
Yes. This is a massive trend in the creator economy that's now moving into B2B.
So Glider could run a YouTube channel called, I don't know, The Future of Hiring, right? And they wouldn't need to put their own employees on camera.
Correct. They could use the API to test hundreds of video concepts. The cost to produce one of these videos via the API is about 400 credits, which the source says is around €4.
€4.
Compare that to manual production, which is $50 to $300 per video.
€4 versus $300. That's not just a savings. That is a completely different business model.
It is. It allows for what they call creative testing at scale. Glider could make 50 videos about different recruitment trends, quiet quitting, skills gaps, remote hiring, and just see what sticks.
They're not guessing anymore.
They're throwing spaghetti at the wall, but the spaghetti costs pennies. If a video flops, who cares? It costs €4. But if one goes viral, they've just identified a huge market interest.
I love that. The spaghetti costs pennies. But okay, let's pivot a bit. Glider isn't just about hiring, right? They also have this L&D software component. Learning and development.
That's right. Their Connect platform is all about upskilling employees, practice-based learning, helping your current workforce get better.
And this seems like a perfect match for some of the more educational features of the Auto Content API. I saw it mentions study guides and quizzes.
This is where that Notebook LM API alternative branding really makes sense. The API isn't just for media, it generates structured learning materials.
So like Glider could use it to ingest a technical manual, say, a guide on the latest Java coding standards.
And instantly output a study guide.
Or a quiz.
Exactly. A quiz for candidates preparing for an assessment. Imagine you're a candidate applying for a job through Glider. You're nervous. You really want this job.
And usually you just get thrown into the test cold.
Right. But what if Glider used the API to generate a personalized study guide and a practice quiz based on the specific skills the employer wants? Here's a guide to help you prepare.
That adds so much value to the candidate experience. It turns Glider from a gatekeeper into a coach.
Precisely. And think about the audio courses angle. The source explicitly says employees are more likely to listen to a 10-minute audio summary than read a 10-page memo.
Oh, 100%. If I have to learn a new compliance standard, please just let me listen to it while I'm driving.
Glider could convert all that dry technical documentation into engaging audio lectures or podcasts. It aligns perfectly with their goal of upskilling. It transforms compliance training from a chore into content you'd actually choose to listen to.
That's the dream. Now, speaking of compliance, Glider is a global company. Their site mentions GDPR, CCPA, ISO 27001. They're everywhere.
And that brings us to the language barrier. Expanding into a new country usually means hiring a local content team, translators. It's slow and it's expensive.
But the Auto Content API supports something like, what, 50 plus languages?
It does. And it's not just translation, it's resynthesis. So Glider could take their core resources, all those case studies we talked about, and automatically transcribe, translate, and regenerate them into Spanish, German, Mandarin.
So they could literally multiply their total addressable market overnight.
Without hiring a single new content person, they just set up a workflow. If new English asset is created, generate these 5 foreign language versions immediately.
That is just wild. It makes a mid-sized company look like a multinational conglomerate.
Exactly. And you mentioned ISO and SOC2 earlier. Those are heavy, boring topics, but absolutely critical for Glider.
Very boring. But if you fail an audit, you're done.
And this is where the internal podcast comes in. The API sources talk about using these tools for internal knowledge transfer. Imagine Glider has a SOC2 update instead of a company-wide email that no one reads.
Or they skim it and pretend they read it.
The API turns that update into an internal private podcast episode, the security update with your host, AI Glider.
It ensures the team stays aligned on stuff that is non-negotiable for them. It's using consumer-friendly formats for enterprise-critical information.
It's treating your employees like an audience you need to win over.
I want to get into something a bit more futuristic now, the deep research aspect. Because to be a leader, Glider needs to have opinions. They need to be thought leaders.
Content without insight is just noise. The Auto Content API has this deep research endpoint that uses agents via Gemini or OpenAI to perform multi-step reasoning.
So it's not just writing a blog post based on what you feed it. It's actually going out and finding information.
Correct. It browses the live web. It reads reputable sources. So Glider could set up a recurring task. Say every morning at 6 a.m., the API scans for trends in skills-based hiring.
It's like having a dedicated research analyst working 24/7.
And then it automatically creates a daily briefing or even a weekly HR Tech Roundup podcast.
That's newsjacking, right?
Exactly. If there's a sudden shift in the labor market, like the Great Resignation, Glider can have a video and a podcast out about it within minutes.
While their competitors are still scheduling a meeting to discuss writing a blog post about it.
Speed is a feature. By being first, Glider positions itself not just as a tool, but as the primary source of industry news. That builds authority, and authority builds trust.
Okay, we've talked about the cool features, but we have to talk about the money. The economics of this are kind of mind-blowing.
It's a shift from linear costs to logarithmic costs.
Break that down for us.
Uh-huh.
Because I think people hear AI and think expensive.
In the traditional model, if you want more content, you pay more money. It's linear. A manual podcast episode costs anywhere from, what, $150 to $500, according to the source.
Which sounds about right, and that's probably on the low end.
An auto content episode costs between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents.
It's a greater than 99% cost reduction.
10 cents versus $500. I mean, at that point, the cost is effectively zero.
And for video, it's the same story. A manual short video is $50 to $300. The API does it for about 4 euros.
This brings up that point about the long tail ROI.
This is the critical strategic insight. If a video costs you $300 to make, you need it to be a hit. You need thousands of views to justify that. You can only target big, broad keywords like best recruiting software.
Right. You can't afford to miss. You have to swing for the fences every time.
But if a video costs 4 euros, it doesn't need to go viral. It can target a tiny niche keyword. For example, Glider could make a video specifically about hiring Python developers in the healthcare industry in 2026.
That is super specific. Maybe only 50 people search for that a month.
But those 50 people are high-intent leads. They are exactly who Glider wants to talk to. And because the content was so cheap, Glider is profitable even if they only get one lead from it.
They can dominate the long tail of search results.
Because they can afford to cover every single niche their competitors are ignoring. It's like they can vacuum up all the small pockets of traffic no one else can afford to go after.
It just changes the economics of customer acquisition entirely.
It does. You stop chasing the viral hit and start building a massive library of specific, helpful answers.
So putting this all together, Glider.ai has the data. They have the expertise. They have the skills validation engine. And Auto Content API gives them the content production engine.
It creates a closed loop. Glider uses its own internal expertise, feeds it into the Auto Content engine, and just floods the market with high-quality, multimodal content. Audio, video, text, quizzes.
It feels like we're moving toward what the source calls the agentic future.
We are. The web is evolving. It's becoming less about humans reading text and more about AI agents processing structured data. By using a tool like this, Glider is essentially preparing its content for that future.
It's future-proofing their marketing.
And their operations. They're building a machine that learns and teaches.
So here's the question I want to leave you with today. We've looked at Glider and Auto Content. But think about your own workflow. Mm-hmm. Think about your own company.
Here comes the scary part.
If a competitor in your space could turn every single blog post, every white paper, every internal memo into a podcast, a video, a quiz for pennies in minutes.
Can you afford to stick to a manual strategy?
That is the question. If they're running at 100 miles an hour for 10 cents and you're walking for $500, you're in trouble.
It's an adapt or die moment for content strategy. The barrier to entry for high quality content production has effectively collapsed.
A huge thank you to the sources for this deep dive, Auto Content API and Glider.ai. It's fascinating to see how these technologies could overlap to solve such a massive problem.
Indeed, it's a brave new world.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Goodbye.